This is the Sakar Murli of 17th of October 2025. Essence, sweet children, just as the Father gives happiness for your future 21 births, so you have to become the Father's helpers in the same way. Become ones with loving intellects. Never think of causing sorrow for anyone. Question. What is the task of you children who are Rup and Basant? What teachings have you received from the Father? Answer. The task of you Rup Basant children is to let jewels of this knowledge constantly emerge from your lips. Stones should never emerge from your lips. The Father's teachings for all of you children are 1. Do not trouble one another. Never become angry. That is the work of devilish human beings. 2. Never let your mind think of causing sorrow for anyone. 3. Tolerate everything, praise and defamation, respect and disrespect. If anyone says anything, just remain silent. Do not take the law into your own hands. Song. You are the ocean of love. We thirst for one drop. Om Shanti. There is this knowledge and ignorance. You children now have this knowledge. Whom do devotees praise? And whose praise do you children sitting here listen to? There is the difference of day and night. They simply continue to sing praise. They don't have as much love for him because they have no recognition of him. The Father has given you his introduction that he is the ocean of love, and that he is making you into oceans of love. The Father, the ocean of love, is loved so much by everyone. There too, everyone has a lot of love for one another. You are learning this here. You mustn't oppose anyone, which in other words Baba calls becoming like salt water. There should be no dislike inside you for anyone. Those who dislike others are iron-aged residents of hell. You know that all of you are brothers and sisters. When you are in the land of peace, you are brothers. When you play your parts on this field of action, you are brothers and sisters, the children of God. God is praised as the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of love. This means he gives everyone happiness. Each of you should ask your own heart, just as the Father is giving me happiness for my future 21 births, am I also doing that task? If someone doesn't become a helper of the Father, if he doesn't love others, but has a non-loving intellect, he is led to destruction. It is the work of devils to have non-loving intellects. To call yourselves part of God's community and then cause sorrow for one another is to be called devilish. You children mustn't cause sorrow for anyone. You are the children of the Father, who is also the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Therefore, you mustn't even think of causing sorrow for anyone. They are part of the devil's community, not part of God's community, because they are body conscious. They can never stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Unless you stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, there cannot be any benefit. You definitely have to remember the Father who gives you your inheritance. Then your sins will be absolved. For half a cycle you have been causing sorrow to one another. Those who continue to fight and quarrel and make trouble are considered to be part of the devil's community. Although you are effort makers, for how long will you continue to cause sorrow? This is why Baba says, keep your chart. By keeping a chart, you will know whether your register is being improved or whether there is still the same devilish behavior. Baba always says, never cause sorrow for anyone. Defamation, praise, respect and disrespect, heat and cold, all have to be tolerated. If someone says anything, remain silent. Let it not be that you say something else to that one. When someone makes a person unhappy, the father would explain to him, "You children mustn't say anything to him. Don't take the law into your own hands. If you have any problems, come to the father." The government too has a law which says, one is not allowed to hit anyone. You can complain, but it is the government's duty to enforce the law. You too should come to this government. Don't take the law into your own hands. This is your home. This is why Baba says, hold a court every day. Some don't even understand that Shiv Baba is ordering this. Baba has told you, constantly remember that it is Shiv Baba who is speaking to you. Don't think that Brahma is telling you. By constantly remembering that it is Shiv Baba who is explaining to you, you will be able to remember him. Shiv Baba has taken this chariot in order to speak this knowledge to you. The Father explains to you the way to become Satopradhan. He is incognito, whereas you are visible. Whatever directions you receive, understand that they are Shiv Baba's directions and you will remain safe. You say, Baba, Baba, to Shiva. You also receive your inheritance from him. Your behavior towards that one must be full of so much regard and royalty. You say, Baba, I will become Lakshmi or Narayan. Then perhaps you will become second or third. If not the Sun Dynasty, then the Moon Dynasty. Don't think it doesn't matter if we become maids or servants. It is not good to become subjects. You have to imbibe divine virtues here. There mustn't be any devilish behavior. When there isn't faith, they say, we don't believe that Shiv Baba enters this one. When an evil spirit of Maya comes, they talk like this among themselves. Those with devilish natures meet and continue to talk among themselves in this way. Only devilish things emerge from their lips. The Father says, you souls are becoming Roop and Basant, so only jewels should emerge from your lips. If stones emerge, it means your intellects are devilish. You children heard the song. Children say that Baba is the ocean of love and the ocean of happiness. This is Shiv Baba's praise. the Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Many very good children fail in this. They are unable to stay in the stage of soul consciousness. It is only when they become soul conscious that they can claim such a high status. Many children waste a lot of time on useless matters. They don't pay attention to the things of this knowledge. It is also remembered, there is no regard for the Ganges that flows by your door. They don't even have that much regard for something that is in their own home. Since they have the pictures and images of Krishna in their own homes, why do they travel so far to Srinath Dwara, etc.? There is only a stone lingam in the temple of Shiva. Stones come down from the mountains and are shaped into lingams by being rubbed together. Some stones even have specks of gold. They speak of the Kailash mountains of gold. Gold is found in the mountains. Therefore, there are some stones with a little gold in them, which then become very beautifully rounded. Those are sold. They even make special ones of marble. If you ask those on the path of devotion why they wander around so much, they become upset. The Father himself says, you children have wasted a lot of money. Your having to stumble around is also part of the drama. This is a play about this knowledge and devotion. You children are now being made full of understanding. This knowledge is the path to happiness. You receive the kingdom of heaven through this knowledge. At this time, all kings, queens, and subjects are the masters of hell. When someone dies, people say that he has become a resident of heaven. You have now understood these matters. You now say, we are sitting with the Father who establishes heaven in order to become residents of heaven. You receive drops of this knowledge. Even if you hear a little of this knowledge, you definitely do go to heaven. The rest depends on your efforts. They believe that by drinking a small urn of Ganges water, they will become pure from impure. They take a small urn of water with them and put a drop of that every day into the water they bathe with. They believe that to be bathing in the Ganges. They even take some Ganges water abroad with them. All of that is devotion. The Father says, children, Maya slaps you very hard. She makes you perform sinful acts. Therefore, hold a court. It is good to hold a court for yourself. You give yourself a tilak of sovereignty. Therefore, check yourself. Become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. The Father gives you Srimat for what you need to do. Imbibe divine virtues. Those who do something receive the reward of it. You should have goose pimples of happiness. You have found the unlimited Father. Therefore, you have to become helpers in his service. Become sticks for the blind. The more you become this, the more you will benefit yourselves. Remember Baba again and again. It is not a question of sitting down somewhere for specially conducted meditation. You have to remember him while walking and moving along. You can also do service on the trains. You can explain to anyone who the highest on high is. Remember that one. It is from him that you will receive your inheritance. Souls receive the unlimited inheritance from the Father. Some souls take birth to kings when they have given many donations and performed a lot of charity. However, that is only for a temporary period. They cannot become kings for all time. Therefore, the Father says, here you have a guarantee for 21 births. There you will not even know that you received that inheritance from the unlimited Father. It is at this time that you receive this knowledge, so you should make very good effort. If you don't make effort, it is like putting an axe to your own feet. Continue to keep your charts, and there will be that concern. Some even write it and wonder what Baba would say when he sees it. There is a lot of difference in their behavior and activity. So the Father says, stop being careless. Otherwise you will have to repent a great deal. At the end, you will definitely have visions of the efforts you made. You will then shed many tears. Will I receive this inheritance every cycle? You will then become a maid or servant. Earlier, they used to go into trance and relate that so-and-so would become a servant or something else. Baba then put a stop to that. At the end, you children will have visions. How could you be punished without being given visions? That isn't the law. Many tactics have been given to you children. Tell your husband that Baba says, children, lust is the greatest enemy. Conquer it. Those who conquer Maya conquer the world. Now should I become a master of heaven or become impure and go to hell because of you? Explain with a lot of love and humility. Why are you pushing me towards hell? Many children continue to explain to their husbands in this way and eventually bring them here. Then the husbands say, this one is my guru. She has shown me a very good path. They come and fall at Baba's feet. Sometimes there is victory and sometimes defeat. Therefore, you children should become very, very sweet. Those who do service will be loved the most. God the Father has come to you children. You have to follow his Srimat. By not following Srimat, you fall when there are storms. There are such ones. Of what use are they? This study is not common. In all other spiritual gatherings, there is just pleasure for the ears, through which they receive temporary happiness. Here you receive happiness for 21 births from the Father. Baba is the ocean of peace and happiness. We are also to receive the inheritance from the Father. Only when you do service will you receive it. This is why you should always wear your badge. We have to become full of all virtues. Check that you are not causing sorrow for anyone. Is my behavior devilish? Maya makes you do such things, don't even ask. Even those from very good homes tell Baba, how Maya made them perform a sinful act. Some tell the truth, whereas others accumulate 100-fold punishment by not telling the truth. That habit then continues to increase. When you tell a father, he will caution you. Baba says, if you have committed a sin, write that down in your register and tell Baba, and half your sin will then be finished. If you don't tell Baba, but continue to hide it from him, you will continue to perform wrong acts. You then become cursed. By not telling the truth, instead of doing it just once, you will continue to do it 100 times over. Baba gives you very good advice, but it doesn't affect some, even slightly. It is as though they continue to kick their own fortune away. They cause a great deal of damage. At the end, everyone will have a vision of what each one will become. They receive marks before they are transferred to another class. Their results are announced before they are transferred. When you go to your class, you will know your marks. You will then cry a great deal. What would you be able to do once the results have been announced? You will claim whatever is in your fortune. The father cautions all of you children. The karmateet stage cannot be attained now. If you attained the karmateet stage, you would have to shed your bodies. As yet, some sins and karmic accounts still remain. And this is why you are unable to have accurate yoga. None of you can say that you have now attained your karmateet stage. When you come closer, many signs of that will be visible. Everything depends on your stage and on destruction. When your studying is about to end, you will see that the war is standing right over your heads. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Don't be influenced by Maya and thereby have devilish behavior. Keep a register of your behavior. Do not do anything for which you would have to repent. 2. Serve with a lot of love and humility. Become very sweet. Do not allow devilish words to emerge through your lips. Remain very cautious about the company you keep. Continue to follow Srimat. Blessing. May you be ever ready to beat the drums of victory by collectively practicing having a constant and stable stage. The drums of victory in the world will beat when all of your thoughts are merged in one thought. When you all become collectively stable in one thought, you will then be said to be ever ready. To follow one direction in a second, to have a constant and stable stage, and to stabilize in one thought. The symbol of all of this is one finger, the finger with which the Iron-Aged mountain is lifted. Therefore, practice creating a constant and stable stage collectively. For only then will the name of the Shakti army be glorified in the world. Slogan. To be tired of making elevated effort is a sign of laziness. Avyakt signal. Experiment on yourself and others with your mind, with the powers of yoga. Your thoughts are made successful by your soul conscious vision. That occult power is for a short time, but by using the method of remembrance, the result of this success in your thoughts and actions becomes imperishable. Those people use occult power, whereas you use the method of remembrance and are thereby successful in your thoughts and actions. Om Shanti.